Good morning. My guest this morning is Glenn Siegel from Players on the Stage. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Roland.
Talk about Players on the Stage.
Well, Players on the Stage, and this will actually be the eighth one, is a musician's showcase where I have four people come up and do about a 25-minute set of primarily original music in the intimate and inspiring venue of the main stage, West Theater, where it's nice lighting, wonderful sound, a really great place to see this kind of music in a really concentrated manner.
Right. It's nice to see music there more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just really set up for it. And it's fun because whatever the current show is what the backdrop of Players on the Stage is. So we've had some fun around that too. Last time it was a locker room. That wasn't the best one. But.
Weird. Okay, so this is going to be Thursday, July 19th, 7 to 10 p.m.
Yes, and I want to reiterate Thursday because primarily, or in the past, they've been on Wednesdays. Uh-huh. So this is next Thursday.
Okay, talk about the performers.
Well, the performers, we have a great lineup this time. We've got Rob Shaw, who is he's an Austin singer-songwriter. He lives here part-time and in Austin otherwise, and he really carries a really real kind of a down-to-earth Americana sense of storytelling and folk rock sensibility that comes through in a really personalized manner. He's really good. And then we have a young woman named Cricket, who is a lovely, heartfelt singer-songwriter with a great presence, beautiful voice, excellent player. She's a lot of fun. And then we've also got Phil Lawrence, who's been around the county since about forever. He's he's one of the one of the premier mandolin players in the county.
Boy.
He's a kind of a regular with David LaFlame and It's a Beautiful Day, but he does his own thing, and I've known him for a long time. He's a great guy and very talented, and this is a way to showcase himself. And then lastly, we have the well-known character Buzzy Martin, who's going to be coming up and doing his thing, and really excited about that. Really good guy, great musician, a lot of fun, and as I'm talking about it, I'm realizing this is going to be a great night.
Sure.
And
so, have you worked with this combination of people before?
I've played with Rob a bit, and I've played with Phil quite a bit over the years, and the other two not so much. But that just is coincidence. Usually, it's not the case that I have worked with them so much because I'm really, on the one hand, trying to. On the one hand, there's so much great local talent here that it's really we're just in this great vortex where I like to say it's annoyingly hard to stand out. but on the other hand, I've been around a long time and know at least a couple of these guys for quite a while.
Well, you're a performer as well as a producer, right?
Yes. So I'll get up and I play a song or two in between acts, and it's fun. Just keeps the diversity of people and style going.
Do you have any plans to take Players on the Stage beyond this area and going to other venues?
Oh, that sounds a little bit heady for the time. I think I'm kind of just happy in our great, and with a pool of talent to draw from here.
That's true.
It's all good right here.
That is very true. Well, Glenn, thanks very much for coming in. Thanks very much for telling us about Players on the Stage. Write that down, folks. It's Thursday, July 19th, 7 to 10 p.m. at Main Stage West, which is right on the corner of Main Street and
Highway 12.
Okay. For information, the telephone number, 823-0177.
Or you could send an email to glenn@glennmusic.net.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. It's glenn@glennmusic.net. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.